On Election Day in Albany, 5 of the 18 seats on the Common Council were open as incumbent members stepped aside. On November 3rd, CANA, the Council of Albany Neighborhood Associations, held their monthly meeting. At the meeting following Election Day, 3 of the 5 outgoing members of the Albany Common Council appeared to speak about their experience on the council. First, the meeting heard from Richard Conti from the 6th Ward, who stepped down after serving 6 terms on the council.
Over those 24 years, I've seen a lot of change. I've seen the council grow, and I've seen the council become more assertive as new members have come on, so that a majority of the members who are currently serving are actually in their first or second term. 8 of the current members are in their first term. So that's been a substantial turnover and, brings a lot of new blood and new perspectives in that's helped keep the council moving.
Judy Duché from the 9th Ward had been on the council for 8 years.
It's hard work. I got to say that the thing that is most surprising to me is how much power people think you have and how little power you really do have. So it can be hard to get a pothole filled. I got to say, it can be hard to get a response to an email about getting a pothole filled. And when it comes to city finances, is how little control we really have over the budget. And with the $80 million of federal funding, with virtually no council input, and I say virtually, really no council input, I will be looking to assist the new council in getting some amendments passed to the charter, because I think that there needs to be more checks and balances, more oversight, especially when it comes to expenses. And I will say that despite those frustrations, I am pleased that, I have been able to accomplish certain things while serving on the council.
Mike O'Brien from the 12th Ward did not seek re-election this year after 18 years on the council.
To me, the greatest learning point of being on the council is the fact of getting out there and meeting so many people and becoming familiar with the city, with the players in it, getting a genuine respect for what the various departments do. And even though we may have some disagreements, I think we have a lot of talented commissioners who do know what they're doing and want to do what's good for the city. And they'll probably get frustrated by some of the same things which we get frustrated by.
Next, the council members were asked what their greatest challenges were during their time serving. Mr. O'Brien spoke first, followed by Mr. Conti.
The whole issue of blood plasma centers, there was an outfit from Florida. I had always thought that the sale of any body part was illegal. But apparently, FDA or whomever relaxed those rules, and there became more of a proliferation of big companies that, in my opinion, exploited vulnerable people to donate their plasma. But the flyers were going out that, you can pay half your rent by donating plasma multiple times a month. So, the whole thing went in front of the zoning board. And originally, this was mysterious. Originally, the planning director supported our point of view and actually authored and sent to the council an ordinance that would have not allowed it there. And then for some reason, their position began to change. And it went in front of the zoning board, and the zoning board ruled in favor of the blood plasma clinic, saying it was light manufacturing, which was something that totally baffled us. So a bunch of neighbors actually brought a Article 78 appeal against the zoning board decision. And then at the same time, I was the primary sponsor to reintroduce the ordinance as it was originally going to be written, which would not have allowed it. It was the only time in my whole lifetime in the city of Albany that the ordinance passed unanimously. The mayor vetoed it, and we overrode her veto unanimously. That's the only time in my memory growing up and living in Albany that that ever happened?
One of the issues that when I was running and was one of my focuses was the Park South neighborhood, which had a lot of problems in terms of housing, crime, drugs, a large absentee landlord, Roger Plouffe, who is problematic. And I know that he was also an issue up in the Pine Hills area. So one of my early focuses was beginning to work on try to turn things around there in terms of public safety and revitalization. But, you know, the challenges, I think, are really trying to find the balance that is particular to a densely populated urban area where you know, maintaining the quality of life, wanting to have a vibrant neighborhood, which is what brings people to live in an area like this, want to make sure we have walkability and pedestrian safety. I think the closeness that we have and the strength of our neighborhood associations and working together creates good bonds so that we know our neighborhoods and we know our neighbors and we create our friendships that way and relationships that way. And I think it's something unique for an area that I live in.
Ms. Duché agreed with Mr. Conte about the importance of finding balance and also spoke about facing some issues that she had not anticipated.
So I ran thinking, you know, what issues are left in, you know, my ward for me, you know, streets, potholes, sidewalk, you know, repairs or whatever. And then within 8 months of my starting to serve, there was the August 5th, 2014, I think it was, flooding event. The microbursts in which, you know, parts of the city got 3 inches of rain in a half an hour. And I had people with, you know, the first floor of their houses, 4 feet of water. And I started then to learn, I think in terms of, you know, streets, sidewalks, trees, you know, everything above ground, I started to learn about everything underground and the whole sewer system. Learned all about the Beaver Creek, which one of its main trunks runs right through the Ninth Ward. And those places where the mains are, when that sewer system gets overwhelmed, you can have 2 feet of water in the street and flooding cars and that kind of thing. I didn't know what to do with it. And people were calling me, expecting me to do something about it. I was like, well, I think the first thing to do is to get the water commissioner in and the mayor in and have a community meeting so that people could at least be heard about what their frustrations are and they can listen to what was being talked about. And that was a great community meeting that we held. And within a year, essentially the city made over a $2 million commitment to doing additional storage tank areas, actually in the 10th Ward, but abutting the 9th Ward. And a constructed wetland that has helped with the issues from my reports from people living on Reichman and Hanson, where some of the worst flooding was, quite a bit.
Finally, each member offered some advice to new members of the council.
It's important to, maintain contact with your constituents. And I think it's just important to listen. You may disagree with your constituent on an issue, but to listen and try to understand their point of view or, you know, explain yours. I think be open to learning as you go along. Listen not just to your constituents, but be able to listen to your colleagues on the council. I will tell you this past year or so with virtual meetings has been frustrating because even though in some respects people say, oh, more people are involved, that lack of one-on-one real communication with people you lose with the virtual meetings. So I think this is one thing that kind of frustrates me because we're not having that real life interaction.
But that first year is a bit of a learning curve in like understanding really how busy you can be in trying to do everything that you really want to accomplish for our residents in our ward, throughout our city, and for the city itself. We still have a lot of work to do. And I look forward to continuing to be a resource as we move forward.
I'm an optimist. I think the council will have a bit of a vacuum at first because, they certainly have contributed a tremendous amount to the council as I've been on it. But I don't despair of them learning. and learning from their predecessors and learning on their own.
Reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, this is Moses Nagel.